Translation: Maharaj Parikshit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care of the foolish, careless persons. And a short purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are not devotees of the Lord are careless and unintelligent. Unless one is thoroughly intelligent, one cannot be a devotee of the Lord. Those who are not devotees of the Lord fall prey to the actions of Kali. It will not be possible to bring about a sane condition in society unless we are prepared to accept the modes of action adopted by Maharaj Parikshit, i.e. propagation of the devotional service of the Lord to the common man. So before I begin, I'd like to request the blessings of the Vaishnavas and our previous spiritual masters as I recite the Mangala Charan phrase. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshusha Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripasindhu Vyayvasha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivas Adigoda Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangolam Gayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. So, a short yet very powerful verse and purport here. Maharaj Parikshit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care of the foolish, careless persons. So it's been a year, actually, since I gave a Bhagavatam class at the manor, almost to the day, a year in February. And a year ago, we were discussing, there's a whole chapter of the glories of Maharaj Parikshit. And then we've covered many topics since then over the course of the year. And it's come back around full circle to the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. So here, it's a summarizing the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj. So in particular, he's very powerful, he's self-controlled, and he's very intelligent. And as such, he is able to overcome the influence of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit is such a powerful personality that he single-handedly was able to push back the effects of Kali, the age of Kali. Such a powerful personality. And we've seen that in recent times by the extraordinary power of Srila Prabhupada as well, who came to the West and established the Harinam Sankirtan movement around the world, and in the same way was able to deplete the energies of the age of Kali. So in the Vedic context, as many of us may know, there are four ages in time. There is the Satya, the Treta, the Dwapar, and the Kali Yuga. Similarly, how we have in the course of the year, the spring, the summer, the autumn and the winter seasons. So this Kali is considered the lowest and most degraded of ages, similar to the winter season, which is dark and cold and a difficult period of time. Nonetheless, Kali was pushed back by the power of Maharaj Parikshit as it was entering into the kingdom of Parikshit. And so, by his intelligence and by his strength, he was able to disarm the energy of Kali. And the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first chapter, in text 10, the descriptions of Kali are given. As the power of Kali is to give people short lives, it makes us very quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. This is the influence of Kali, the Iron Age of Kali. So modern people, they don't have this Vedic knowledge that that life in previous times was very different, that there's so much more potential to life than what we see around us. And certainly in the last year, the influence of Kali has been stronger and more powerful than ever before, with the coming of the coronavirus pandemic, which is certainly an influence of the Kali Yuga. So people are not aware of this in the modern society. And Prabhupada here is imploring us that we must bring about a saner condition in society. And the only way that we can do that, i.e. Prabhupada says, propagation of devotional service to the Lord, to the common man. So to give this message of devotional service to the common man. So this requires intelligence and strength. So modern day people, they don't have the same understanding of what we class as intelligence from the Vedic scriptures. Vedas talk about the psychology of the Vedas can be seen like a triangle. That there are different aspects of the self, different levels of the self, starting from the most gross levels to the most subtle. So there is the field of activities or the environment around us, which is the first level of the self. The environment, the nature that we're in, that's how one way of identifying the self. Then above that, there is the senses which interact with the environment. Above the senses, there is the mind. The mind is considered the master of the senses, and the desires are reposed in the mind. So I want this and I want that, and how will I get it through my senses? Is the mind. Then above the mind is the intelligence. And the intelligence is classified as being that which discriminates, which tells, which is supposed to guide our mind, our senses. It's supposed to tell us, this is the right thing to do and this is the wrong thing to do. Yeah, this is the right thing to say and this is the wrong thing to say. This is the right way to think and this is the wrong way to think. Unlike the mind, which is I want and I don't want, accepting and rejecting. So this is not known to modern man, modern day people, that the intelligence has this job of discrimination and the mind has the job of accepting and rejecting. And still there's higher levels, more subtle levels. So then we have the what's called the false ego, the ahankar. And the false ego is what makes us identify with this body that we have, the body and the mind and the senses and the environment that we're in. And yet then there is the highest level, which is anti-material, which is the spirit soul. and that is the true self. And without that understanding of who I am, the true self, who I am, the spirit soul, then all other levels actually have very insignificant meaning, because the self, the soul, is the conscious being which enables us to experience and act through these different levels of the self. So this knowledge is so much in need in modern times, more than ever. So this is quite a prophetic verse in that sense, as Prabhupada is beseeching us to propagate devotional service to the common man. So here we can see from the examples of the great personalities like Maharaj Parikshit, it requires intelligence, it requires strength to propagate devotional service to wider society. And we'll discuss that a little bit as well. See, in modern day people, they don't have the Vedic knowledge which explains the difference between a human society and an animal society. You know, so when they're in trouble, they take shelter, they have fear, they take shelter of the animal propensities. Yeah. So they identify with the environment which is around them. They take that to be their very self. And we can see this in our life where there's emphasis given on position in society and the possessions that we have to identify who we are, to say that I have such and such a car, I live at such and such a place, I have such and such a job role, or a business. And all these in the environmental factors determine who I am. Yeah. And so this is how we largely identify ourselves. More than that, higher than that rather, is the identifying of the body itself, the senses. And then higher than that is the identification of the mind. But rarely do people get to identify on the level of the intelligence, knowing what one should do, what one should not do. And that comes from understanding how do we sharpen our intelligence. So one way is to read the books given by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has given us books, not like any ordinary books, books which have been composed by his pure mind, by the mind of a pure devotee, his mind being pure, his intelligence being pure, and associating with the pure books of Srila Prabhupada, we can also become pure in our senses, in our mind, and in our intelligence, and so on. And the purpose is, of course, to re-establish our relationship with Krishna, as we learn from Srila Prabhupada's books. So this model, this triangle of identity, going from the gross level to the most subtle level, having that understanding is the beginning. It's buddhi yoga, as Prabhupada says, that in many places Prabhupada says that buddhi yoga is equal to bhakti yoga. It's not different. Just like in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, tesham satta yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogantam yena mamu payantite. That those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding, the buddhi, by which they can come to me. So Krishna gives us intelligence through this wisdom, by which we can come to him. And so that understanding of that triangle of the self, it can be turned around. It can be flipped over. Because in the modern day, we're inclined to use our intelligence and our mind and our senses to engage in the environment around us. Okay, we're thinking constantly how I can improve how I can better my external situation. But Krishna gives us the intelligence by which we can turn that model around. We can use our intelligence, our mind, our senses, to look inwards to become self-realized, to find substance within. And this is revolutionary thinking. This is revolutionary, something that Prabhupada has given us in his books. My wife was recently conducting a meditation seminar at her workplace. She works for the NHS as a doctor. So with a group of her colleagues, she conducted a mantra meditation session. And one of the feedback given from one of the participant doctors was that, wow, I never realized that happiness could be found from within, which I thought was really, really amazing to hear. So our process is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that sense of identity, the sense of substance is turned around. We realize there's more and more substance within by chanting this mantra, because it cleanses the sense of self. It cleanses the consciousness. The Hare Krishna mantra, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that this mantra, it cleanses the mirror of the mind, because the mind is covered with the dust of thinking that I am this environment, I am these senses, I am this body. So in this way, our sense of identity can be turned around with the power of Srila Prabhupada's books and the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And having this knowledge puts us in a greater position against our fight with the age of Kali. Yeah? Many people out there, they're in so much need of this wisdom, this knowledge, this direction, and this devotional service practice. So apart from, you know, this horrible pandemic which is happening, there have been so many consequences as a result of people being indoors, in lockdown, or restricted in so many different ways. You know, because people don't know the difference between animal life and human life. People don't know that the difference between animal life and human life is that although the humans, we sleep, eat, mate, and defend, just as the animals sleep, eat, mate, and defend, our goal is different because we have intelligence. We have the ability to inquire. We have the discrimination to question, what is my purpose? What am I doing here in this material world? What is my identity? What is my goal in life? And these questions are the purpose of human life. And so this time is actually bringing about people's questioning. Actually, people are questioning, you know, everything that I've depended on can easily crumble. And so people are out there looking for this knowledge. And so to follow in the footsteps of great personalities like Maharaj Parikshit, like Srila Prabhupada, this is our movement. The Hare Krishna movement is to actually follow in the footsteps of these Mahajanas. So, I mean, I was just looking at some statistics recently. One thing I heard was how there's a company known as Virgin Wines. Virgin Wines was owned by Richard Branson previously, and he sold it because it wasn't profitable for him. Their business model was that they would ship wines to people's homes, you know. But in the past year, the business has tripled in sales, and it's being floated on the stock market because people are so much consuming wines at home now. They can't go out, so they're you know, finding other ways of being happy. They're purchasing more and more wine, and the sales have tripled in Virgin Wine. So this is one place where people are taking shelter in Kali Yuga. Another place is in domestic abuse has increased so much in the past year. I don't have the statistics to hand, but it's been constantly on the news that domestic abuse at home is a real problem. It's a huge problem now, that because people are locked indoors and they're with the people in the, around them, and they're struggling with their senses and mind, and therefore it's causing arguments and fighting. So this is another factor of the age of Kali. Even online gambling has increased by 30% in the last month, in the month of December rather, was stated. So people are taking shelter of sinful activities. People are taking shelter of Kali, the personality of Kali himself, in this times, because they have no other information, and it's very unfortunate that people are bereft of this devotional service to Krishna. So people are under the influence of Kali, and the propensities of animalistic life. Just like if you remember a year ago, when the first lockdown happened, it was claimed that the shops, only the essential shops, would remain open. And what happened? There was mass panic buying. Everybody was rushing out to buy their milk, their bread, their toilet roll. You know, people had this fear of food shortage and resource shortage. So as a society, as a community of ISKCON, we've got a great amount to give to the wider society, to common people, as is said here by Srila Prabhupada. We've got so much to give in terms of Vedic wisdom, in terms of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, propagation of our Krishna consciousness, and establishing people in their relationship with Krishna. So turning that model of the who am I upside down by giving people an opportunity to chant and purify their consciousness and realize that there's so much substance within, that happiness can be found within. So this is called, so people who are outwardly looking, that's called Bahir Anga, one who's outward looking. And the Krishna consciousness movement is all about helping people to become inward looking, Antaranga. So to look at the self. Now how we can do that practically requires, once Prabhupada asked Giriraj Swami, and it was in his last days, Prabhupada asked Giriraj Swami, so how do you think this movement can go on? How do you think we can continue to propagate Krishna consciousness in society? And Prabhupada was in his last days, so he was speaking very faintly, and Giriraj Maharaj could hardly hear what Prabhupada was saying. So he responded that, you know, and he didn't want to get into a big discussion with Prabhupada because he was in this, and he recalls that these could have been his last words. He was in his last days. He was speaking very faintly, but still Prabhupada was emphatic to ensure that he was determined to see that the Krishna consciousness movement would go on. He said that Prabhupada, is it by, you know, following the regulative principles, by chanting our 16 rounds, by following the process of Krishna consciousness and serving? And he would give these different answers, by reading your books. Prabhupada responded something very interesting. He said, by intelligence and organization, Krishna consciousness would be propagated. By intelligence and organization. So here we can see that the same principles are applied by Maharaj Parikshit. He was a very powerful king. He was powerful. He was able to organize society, the whole society, in a way which was favorable to Krishna consciousness. And he was very intelligent as well, and he was sense-controlled. His senses weren't disturbed because he was utilizing his senses to serve Krishna. How can we apply these principles in the modern day when people are very much in need of this knowledge and this way of life? I had some thoughts because this week it was announced, Boris Johnson announced that there's going to be now a roadmap to recovery from the pandemic. And I thought that was quite interesting, that, you know, within the next few weeks, then schools will be opening, and then, you know, more and more we can go outdoors in groups of six. We can then, you know, so many other facilities will start to open up in the coming weeks and months. So this was announced this week, which I thought was very interesting in relation to this first, because not only is the government opening things up, businesses are opening and making their roadmaps now, and different organizations are making their roadmaps and plans. So we should also be thinking about that. What is my roadmap to help people in Krishna consciousness? What is our collective roadmap as a community or as a society, international society for Krishna consciousness? What is our roadmap going to be to help people out of this crisis situation, the influence of Kali Yuga? So this is something to really think about in practical ways. I think that, you know, as one of the ideas I had was actually that, you know, what can we do in a group of six? The group of six principle seems to be an interesting one. Last year we were allowed to gather in groups of six outdoors, and that will soon be coming back into effect in the end of the next month. So, you know, what can we do? Can we effectively collect together in a group of six and chant Hare Krishna, go on Harinam? We can have so many groups of sixes going out for Harinam Sankirtan, going out door to door for book distribution. And obviously within the law and within what's safe to do and good for our well-being. But going out in groups, small groups like this. So one may think that, I thought it was quite interesting, this group of six phenomena, because Srila Prabhupada himself had sent six devotees to the UK initially in the early days, 1969. We opened our first Radha Krishna temple at ISKCON London because of this group of six. So this is significant, I thought, that, you know, what can a group of six people do? Prabhupada thought a group of six people could do a lot. He sent six people, six devotees. He empowered them with the Hare Krishna mantra and his books and his teachings. And they came and they established Krishna consciousness in a huge way, not just in the UK, but by contact with George Harrison through the whole world. This was the power of six. And of course, Little Saraswati, member number seven. So there's a lot we can do if we can organize, and if we can be intelligent about it and how to spread our Krishna consciousness movement and reach out to the people who are under the grip of the influence of Kali. So even if we can't do it alone, like Maharaj Parikshit here or Srila Prabhupada, who single-handedly turned the course of the world, Prabhupada has instructed us that if we are intelligent and we organize, then we can do it. We can actually turn things around. Prabhupada even prophetically said once that this Krishna consciousness movement will go down in history as having saved the world. Such prophetic words by Srila Prabhupada. And so the responsibility is, again, back upon us. To propagate Krishna consciousness in whatever small, little regular ways that we can, and working together in doing so. So whether that's through social media, whether that's through going out in groups of six for Sankirtan, for chanting, or for distribution of books, or even using, as I say, online media methods. So these are all great opportunities for us to help people, because we have this great gift of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, as it said in the Bhagavatam, Krishna Varna Disa Krishna, Sangopangastra Parshadam, Yajna Sankirtan Praya, Yajantihi Sumedasa, that intelligent people in this day and age will perform the Sankirtan Yajna worshipping the incarnation of Godhead by constantly chanting. So this is our movement, this is our mission to and this is actually real intelligence. This is a sign of an intelligent person in the modern age, someone who will take up the Sankirtan Yajna, to go out in groups and chant. So yesterday was Nityananda Trayodashi, of course. Just riding on some of the waves of inspiration from yesterday, we can see how Lord Nityananda himself, even though he's the incarnation of God, he personally went door to door. He personally went door to door and engaged people in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And Dvare Dvare Diya, he said, he would actually knock on people's doors and teach people the Hare Krishna mantra. Similar way, Prabhupada has given us door-to-door book distribution. Lord Nityananda himself would go out to people in the street and chanting parties with Haridas Thakur, and he would encourage people to chant in groups. And he even came across Jagaya Madai, which is typical of the people in the modern day. As Prabhupada says that everybody in this day and age is under the influence, the grip of Pali. And so this is really the best way to help people, or the most intelligent way to help people, according to our Vedic scriptures. So there's another aspect of this verse, which is strength. So we spoke a little bit now about intelligence and strength. Maharaj Parikshit was so strong that he could overcome the influence of Kali. Personally, he fought, was ready to fight with the personality of Kali and defeat him. But Kali, seeing that the strength and the tiger-like qualities of King Parikshit, he surrendered quickly. And so what is meant by strength for us? Is it necessarily physical strength? Does it mean that we have to work out and go to the gym or exercise at home and, you know, build up our stamina and fitness level? No, it's not that kind of strength, although that kind of strength was used by Maharaj Parikshit. But there's also, we can look at this from another light, that there's a spiritual strength. It's also spiritual strength. That strength comes from none other than Lord Balaram himself. Prabhupada says many times that Lord Balaram, Bala, means strength. Not material strength, but actually spiritual strength. Yeah? Balaram, and he's enjoying himself within that spiritual strength in service of Krishna. So yesterday was, of course, Nityananda Trayodashi, and Lord Nityananda is the incarnation of Lord Balaram. And so he's ready to give us this process by which we can become spiritually strong. He says that by chanting the holy names, he was personally giving the holy names to everyone, regardless of their qualification. He's giving everyone this spiritual strength, regardless of qualification. This is a really significant thing, that we don't have to do any kind of difficulties, any austerities in our spiritual practice as compared to previous times. We just have to take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and gain sufficient strength to turn our consciousness inwards. I just wanted to share something from a statement Prabhupada made in the 7th canto, chapter 15 and text 45. In regards to the spiritual strength of Gauranitai. So I'll just read a paragraph here, and then we can have a short discussion, question and answers. So this is from Canto 7. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna prasadip bhai bhakti lata bij. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength by which to cross over the ocean of nescience. If one seriously desires to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong in by pleasing the spiritual master. For thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets this grace of Krishna. Simply by getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so it goes on, but I'll just stop there for now. So Prabhupada is saying to us here in this purport that the strength can come from the spiritual master. The spiritual master is, of course, the representative of Lord Balaram, of Lord Nityananda. And with this strength, we can sharpen the weapon, which is knowledge. So, as we were saying earlier, Prabhupada alludes that this buddhi yoga process is the same as bhakti yoga. Yeah, dadami buddhi yogam tam in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna gives us that knowledge, that intelligence. So with intelligence and with strength, we can fight Kali because we get the grace of Krishna. Yeah. So if someone gives you a weapon, this knowledge, this Vedic knowledge is like a weapon, is considered like a weapon. But we don't have the strength to even lift the weapon and fight, then it's useless almost, or it's going to be difficult at the very best. And if we have so much strength, but we don't have the weapon of Vedic knowledge, then we're also not complete in our ability to serve. So we must have both. We must have spiritual strength by satisfying the spiritual master, by serving his mission, as well as the intelligence which comes through the process given by Srila Prabhupada. So I'd like to pause here, if I can, for questions. Prabhupada, did you say it was 8:30 it would be finishing?
No, about 8:40 we can finish the class, but if you want to carry on or if devotees have questions, we can take those. Either way.
Okay, I could speak a little further.
Yes, I would like you to expound on some of the concepts that you have outlined, because I have a couple of questions of my own, but if you want to carry on for a little bit longer, that'd be really nice.
Okay, I can speak a little more then. So so another area we can speak about is, let's see. So in one sense, Krishna consciousness, it can be very easy, and in other ways, it can be very difficult. So let's use our intelligence to understand that. Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. So it can really be very simple if we just take to the process. So to go into that a little bit more, Srila Rupa Goswami has given us two principles. He said our Krishna consciousness movement is very simple because there's only two things we have to know. All the rules and all of the regulations in our Krishna consciousness movement are meant to take us up to these two principles, these two fundamental pillars. So what are those two? Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So there's something which is a rule, something which we should do, which is always remember Krishna. And there's a regulation, something we should always try and avoid, which is never forget Krishna. Yeah. So there's something we should do and something we should not do. And they sound very similar, perhaps always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. If you're doing one, then surely you are not doing the other. But there's some further descriptions on this. And that always remembering Krishna means to engage in the core practices of bhakti yoga. hearing chanting, remembering Krishna, serving him, worshipping the deity, offering prayers, and befriending Krishna, serving him, and ultimately becoming his friend, ultimately surrendering to him. So this is known as Navavida Bhakti. These nine processes of devotional service will always help us to remember Krishna. Yeah. So specifically, hearing and chanting about Krishna are the most fundamental of these nine principles. And then never forgetting Krishna, because we're not hearing and chanting constantly through the day, or at least some of us are not, at least I am not, because I have my job, my work, my responsibilities, my family duties, and so on. And so then, how do I never forget Krishna? How will I never forget Krishna in those situations? So we can identify that through our chanting. When we're chanting japa, those things which distract us from our chanting, those things which are on our mind because of our other duties, those are the things which are causing us to forget Krishna. So we can introspect in our japa, we can be intelligent and see, what are the things which are causing me to forget Krishna? And so this is where Buddhi Yoga comes in, or the yoga of the intelligence. How can we shape our lives in a way so that we can be more engaged in hearing and chanting? So that means on all levels of the self, what can I do in the environment that I'm in? How can I adapt my environment so I can never forget Krishna? How can I use my senses in ways that will help me to never forget Krishna? How will I engage my mind so I will not forget Krishna? How will I engage my intelligence? How will I engage my my sense of identity, ultimately, and so that I will not forget Krishna? Yeah. So this is easier said than done, this aspect. So always remembering Krishna is simple because we hear and chant about Krishna. But never forgetting Krishna, that requires some intelligence and some introspection to see what aspects of my life are causing me to forget Krishna. So just some thoughts on that. So that which gives us distress and doubt in our life, those areas we can target and see how we can become strong in those areas so that we can remember Krishna. So we have to take care of course, our body, our mind, also in Krishna's service. And this is the meaning of always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. I think I can stop there, Prabhu. As you said, you wanted to share some thoughts, and we can open up for questions.
Wow, thank you, Prabhu. So such a enlightening and relevant class, actually, and very intelligent class. I really like the triangle of identity and how you brought around the aspects of the field of activity all the way up to spiritual senses, and also about different aspects of how we can gauge that and flip that triangle to get an inward perspective of ourselves. Thank you for a wonderful class, very intelligent class. I did have a comment from Prayojana Prabhu, who is in the temple room. He's saying that earlier they brought prasadam into his workplace without saying that it was prasadam. He finds this to be a good idea for the contemporary times. One doesn't have to say what it is, but just say that it is nice to be together again and bring along prasadam to festivities. So in the same way, Prayojana Prabhu is saying, there are many ways of actually keeping Krishna in our lives throughout our day-to-day activities, whether we are working, whether we are serving at the temple, whether we're serving outside. If we are mindful of the fact that we are engaging in that activity of Krishna consciousness, even our material activities can be spiritualized. And with that, we can also spiritualize others who are within the vicinity, they don't need to know it's prasadam, as long as they're getting the mercy in a hidden form. Do you have any other ideas or tips like that, that we can propagate this movement of Krishna consciousness in that way? Obviously, Harinam, you've mentioned book distribution, you've mentioned door-to-door, which I really liked. And you also touched on how we are engaging the tools that are available at our disposal, like social media. As you know, this time last year, in Easter, April last year, it was our first online retreat from the School of Bhakti. And also, you know, that number that you mentioned about the group of six, it took us literally 6 days with six people, 6 devotees, to put that retreat all together. So I really like that analogy also about the group of six and how the European leg was literally started with that group of six. So that question back to you, Prabhu, is what are other tips like that that you'd like to share perhaps we can do in order to increase our Krishna consciousness?
Right. Thank you so much, Prabhu. So, prasadam distribution is obviously a great one as well. So this is considered as one of the loving exchanges, according to Rupa Goswami. So what are the six loving exchanges? We can have a look at that a little bit as well. So of course, bhakti is all about loving exchange, and we can have these exchanges with anyone in the environment we're interacting with, be it face-to-face or online. Actually, just recently, someone sent me, I was on some sat group, and I'd run out of torsi leaves to offer my deities. So they were actually, reached out to me on WhatsApp and actually sent me in the post dried torsi leaves, so now I can continue offering to my deities. So many ways we can have these loving exchanges. The six given by Rupa Goswami are to hear from others confidentially, and to inquire from others confidentially. So these are two. What that means is we should reach out to one another and see, how are you doing in these times? How are you coping? How is your health? How is your sadhana? If they're spiritual practitioner, how is your sadhana? Or even generally to people that we know and are around us, we care for, It's a very simple thing. Just to pick up the phone and just say, what you've been up to lately, and how are you managing with your different responsibilities, And a lot of the times we find that just by opening up, we feel so much better. Just from speaking our mind, we feel so much better, and it's done in a confidential and safe way. So revealing the mind and hearing from others. And as you mentioned, Prabhuji, distributing prasadam and accepting prasadam as well, of course. So these are two more. And actually forgetting the sixth now. So to hear and to listen, to speak confidentially, to give prasadam and to accept prasadam. And the other two, because you put me on the spot.
It's the gifts, right?
Giving gifts, yeah. It's probably something I'm quite bad at. Right. But I gave the example of I was gifted with these tulsi leaves. So, to give gifts and to accept gifts graciously, as well as aspects of loving exchange. So this all comes into how can we use our intelligence? How can we plan? What's our roadmap going to be to help people? Because we've been given this great gift of Krishna consciousness. How can we use that? What roadmap can we have as well to reach out to people? Do we want to make a call a week or 2-3 calls a week to hear from others? Or do we want to bring prasadam to our workplace once a week? And people ask, this food is amazing. My wife, as I mentioned, she works in the hospital, and she was taking prasadam because it was the end of her particular rotation that term. there, and she brought in some cakes, and everybody was like overwhelmed, you know, by the prasadam. So, you know, it really works. It really switches people on. It makes, you know, it just really awakens their consciousness, you know. So prasadam, and then or our roadmap could be, how will I exchange gifts with others? How can I, again, we were talking about distributing books as well. So what can I give people in the way of knowledge, or, you know, in other ways, other gifts that people might appreciate?
Thank you. That's amazing. Yes, those loving exchanges are phenomenal, how it shows us about caring for our fellow human beings. Okay, I won't say living entities, all living entities, that's aside, but at least starting the caring process and building that relationship so we can actually, you know, take them out of this influence of Kali. It's interesting what Prayojana Prabhu also says, that prasadam, without saying it was prasadam. So similarly, you know, the word religion, anything related to religion is you know, fairly taboo these days. And has been for a while because of whatever history. So what aspects do we want to, or how should we obviously take this message, take this knowledge across and educate the masses in terms of understanding that there's a happiness that already is existing within you. You just have to know how to tap it.
Yeah, that's a very important question, Prabhu. So we have to be able to connect. Intelligence means how to be able to present something in a way that's palatable. So how do we present? We cannot just go to someone and say, chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles. No, that doesn't work. You know, we have to be intelligent, you know. So we have to see, like, what is it? In what ways can we approach the person? What is their particular need of the hour? Whether it's, you know, just have someone to share and someone to talk to. People are so lonely at the moment, you know. Number of calls going to Mind, increasing exponentially, the charity Mind, you know, because of people in loneliness and depression, you know. They just need people to talk to. And I've heard that there's an app called Nextdoor. I don't know if you're familiar. This is like another method. There's a very popular app now called Nextdoor, it's like a social media app, but it's just centered around your neighborhood, you know. It's just centered around the people in your own community, in your own, like, you know, the streets that are next to you. And people are communicating on there because they don't have any other way, any other means, or anyone else, you know, to speak to. So here's another, you know, avenue which we can explore as devotees. And, you know, just reach out to people and see what are their needs and how we can help them. So, yeah, of course, we have to present our teachings in a way that's palatable to people and relevant, okay? But at the same time, people are actually looking. People are really looking now. People's hopes and dreams have very much been hampered or shattered even. And people are looking for something substantial. People are looking for some substance, spiritual substance. And so we have to ensure that that is also delivered along with the kindness and the smile. Yeah.
Very powerful, inspiring response, Prabhu. Thank you. And I like the idea of this Nextdoor app. And you could easily have KC apps where people can literally just have these apps on their tablets or on a wall. Simply tap and they can easily talk to somebody. That, you know, the elderly don't have to feel lonely again. All those aspects that, you know, it just opens up so many avenues. It's a really intelligent way of actually preaching also. And yeah, fantastic, Prabhu. Often we find that you mentioned about intelligence and organization. You know, it's a phenomenal, actually, trait to have that in order to deliver something professional. Organizations out there, the corporate organizations out there, they use these methods for obviously expansion, creating organizations and so on. But as we know, as we learned, the influence of Kali, Kali is very clever, of course, as we know. He would take those aspects and actually make it into more of the way of this world, the world of Kali. How do we ensure that in any organization that we create, those influences of the so-called corporate world doesn't infiltrate its way into an organized way of preaching, perhaps?
Right, okay. Well, so for people who don't like organized religions, Krishna consciousness can sometimes seem a little bit disorganized. So this is one of our saving graces.
Yeah.
No, but jokes aside, Prabhupada has very intelligently crafted the Krishna Consciousness Society in that he's given us enough autonomy, enough flexibility, enough creativity to reach out to people. So we shouldn't feel inhibited by doing things in the hard and fast way. Yeah. Prabhupada is, you know, like he started something called the Sunday Love Feast, you know. So Prabhupada had these different means because he could tap into what was, you know, the mood and of the time, you know. And so in that hippie era, this was something which was really hip, you know, Sunday Love Feast. And different things like that, you know. Prabhupada, he would explain that so someone had asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the spiritual world like? There was a hippie who had come in and asked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada responded in a moment, you know, without a thought. It's like an ocean of ecstasy. It is like an ocean of LSD. That's it. You know? So there was different ways. So it didn't have to be so structured and so formal. And as you say, but corporates, they're, you know, they're giving people that structure and that kind of that rigor. But we're seeing that even in the corporate world, you know, there's huge changes in ideology now. You know, people working from home wasn't a big thing before. You know, people having such flexible hours wasn't a thing before. So in the corporate world, there's a whole raft of changes that have come into play in the last year. And there's so much thought and attention given to well-being now in the workplace. And so from a Krishna conscious perspective, we've got so much to give. We've got a much more holistic solution for people if we want to present in a more structured way. We've got so much to give in that we can satisfy people from the lowest level of, you know, the environment to the senses, the mind, the intelligence, the ego, and up to the soul. We've got the whole package. It was just I think it was a few days ago, Vishakha Prabhu sent out some amazing videos, right, of how to you know, with different professionals speaking about how we can look after our bodies and our minds better, you know. Really practical tips and tricks which we can share to friends and family. Yeah. So we've actually got the whole package we can offer to people, and we can structure that in a way that is relevant to their needs.
Wow. Thank you, Prabhu.